Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, the great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Not everybody that's working on the third watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And you'll find a link over there to Founders Code and Denise Simon. When she writes your columns, you can just flip on over there and sign up for them, or just check it off the website, whatever you want to do. All right, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have very patiently waiting on the phone is our friend Aaron in Colorado, listening to us on AM 710 The Answer, KNUS. And Aaron, what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, well, morning, Denise, Cap. And the thing is, I want to talk about the swamp. One of the swamp preachers passed away, and that was Orrin Hatch. 42 years in the Senate, unbelievable. I mean, a long, long career. And just trying to figure out what the hell did he do? He was in the Senate for 42 years. And the thing is, though, you got Feinstein. She's in her 80s. I guess she's going to kick the bucket in the Senate. And because she's been in there forever and forever and forever. And I guess when it's all said and done, she'll come out of the Senate in a body bag. It looks like that's where it's heading to. And another thing about the election in France, not surprised that Macron beat Le Pen, because mm-hmm. Le Pen was definitely in bed with Putin and the Russian oligarchs in Russia. So I think that was a major reason why she lost. Just in bed with that guy. And as a result, and then also looking at the news reports of the French citizens who are debating who they want to vote for, and frankly, the French citizens in France say both of them suck.
Yeah.
So I just came down to less of the two evils, and Macron gets in because he was just less of the two evils. The French citizens didn't like him, and they definitely didn't like Le Pen, so they just said, well, we'll just bite the bullet, and we'll vote mm-hmm. for Macron for another 5 years, and Le Pen, hopefully, she'll go back under the rock that she came from. Anyway, Cap, Denise, have a good morning, and have a good night. Mm.
Thank you, Aaron. Aaron was on fire, Denise. She's on fire tonight.
Well, you know, she's looking at the big picture here, and I like that. You know, when these people stay in Congress for as long as they do, most of that reason is our fault, because we keep putting them in there. Mm-hmm. You know, we may not be able to, for in Florida or any other state, we may not be able to vote for you know, Senate out of California, like Dianne Feinstein, for sure. But we're not putting the kind of pressure on the voters in California to not vote for reelection.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can talk about term limits all we want, but really, you know, term limits is our responsibility. I can tell you that machinery does put pressure on counter-election operations all the time.
Correct.
And we don't do that. As voters, so I mean, are we really pushing hard to not reelect certain people? The answer to that's not nearly enough.
Right.
And the same goes for like what happened in France. The truth of the matter is, you know, what good people would begin to step up into this blood sport? Right? 'Cause it is a blood sport.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, you know, what Democrat would step up to replace Biden if Biden, for whatever reason, doesn't run for a second term? Who in their right mind would do that?
Two people I could think of, John Kerry and Hillary Clinton.
I think that they know they don't have the support.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we're led by idiots all the way around. But the world is. I mean, look at Turkey. They don't like their leader. They don't like Boris Johnson. They don't. You know. They don't like Putin. They don't, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and I forgot about Stacey Abrams and Cory Booker, because there are a couple more that want to jump in, I'm sure.
Well, you know, there's some powerful machinery out there, and what are we doing to as a countermeasure? Not enough.
Well, it is what it is, and we're just going to sit back and watch and see what happens. And, of course, like yesterday, you know, we were watching the reports of Blinken and Austin showing up in the Ukraine. And, of course, we knew they were going because we've been told they were going. So hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, when we come back, it's a risky business in Russia right now, trying to be an oligarch. And we're gonna tell you what it is that we're talking about here when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Right there on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's Founders Code.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and we got it right that time. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch and my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our good friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office or agent can help you find coverage for almost everything and anything that you own. And also the Geico website, GEICO.com, that's GEICO.com, can do the same. They can also get you coverage for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. How about your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV? All of the above. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance through your Geico insurance policy. And it's very easy to do, geico.com, or get a hold of your local agent and do it that way, whichever works for you. That's Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and thanks a lot for being around on a Monday morning.
All right, thank you.
Fred is always saying thank you to us for being up and around and informing people down there at the Copacabana Beach, which he won't be at much longer, right? He's coming back.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's coming back.
Why?
He's been down there for, you know, 12 weeks or about that, yeah. All right, well, let's see. I just got a call from our question asker here, so let me go over here. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was just wondering about the heavy arms that nobody seems to be sending over there to Ukraine, or at least the European countries aren't sending them to Ukraine. Is it not only Germany, but we should pressure some of the other European countries to send them to the Ukraine, just like they're not, some of them aren't fully participating in paying for the NATO stuff. And what nothing we need to send them to the Ukraine. And the other thing is, as far as your vitamin D, I looked it up, and about 25 milligrams per day for an elderly person is considered a good dosage. And we can tolerate up to 10 times that amount, according to what I read on the Internet.
Correct.
All right, that's you, Captain.
Yeah, all right. Now, I don't know that nobody is not providing the Ukraine with heavy weapons, because I kind of thought there was the same group of people, us, Britain, and France, maybe.
Well, we're probably not, what is being sent is probably not totally accurate. And what is not being sent is probably not totally accurate. And that's probably by design. But I will tell you, the United States has weapons platforms that are pretty significant, pretty cutting edge, pretty fascinating that we are not sending. It might be because the Ukrainians are not trained on using them. Well, the truth of the matter is we've got Ukrainians here in the United States. We keep rotating forces in and out of the United States. And then when they're not coming here, we will put them into Poland, and we're training them there. So training is not, I would say, the excuse for not giving them what they should have. And I keep talking about the tactical EMP weapons that we have, which are not deadly. And they don't kill people, but they, stop Russian equipment in their tracks. Why we're not doing that is just beyond me. But that's just me. I could be clearly wrong that we don't want to use them. Well, if we don't want to use them, we don't want to have somebody else use them, why do we have them?
All right. Well, let's talk about the life expectancy of a Russian oligarch. It seems that since January of this year, six Russian oligarchs have, quote, end of quote, committed suicide. Now, that sounds a little strange to me, but then what do I know?
Well, let's just say all of them happen to have some mysterious circumstances attached to them. Russian oligarchs are essentially Putin's Praetorian Guard, okay? At the fall of the Soviet Union, lots of people were able to step into the former Soviet Union, or now Russia, and take advantage of pretty much everything that was just left. And that included not just Russians, but that included other Western people that did that very thing. But Putin, when he came to power, he took these wealthy millionaires and billionaires and kind of gave them an ultimatum. You can keep your wealth and you can continue to do what you're doing, but you're going to have to subscribe to my doctrine. And essentially they did, because they didn't want to give up on their wealth. Now, because of where some of these, and they did, a lot of these oligarchs protected Putin, and some of them they're not all equal, by the way, not all the same, but some of them actually have been known to hide and protect Putin's wealth himself, his money and his hard assets. Have any of those are the ones that are dead? I doubt it.
No, because the guy that's in charge of the Wagner Group, who's mentioned in this, Yevgeny Prigozhin, is actually in very good standing with Mr. Putin.
Correct. Well, that's yeah, so again, they're not all equal. But some of these, well, almost every oligarch has been very westernized.
Yeah.
All of them have a lot of their money not in country. They're all in, you know, offshore places. They all have westernized assets. Piles of them have lots of real estate holdings in Europe. London is a famous place where Russians and oligarchs park their money. Greece is another place. Greece is teeming with them.
Yep.
They all have these yachts, and they're not, they can't even be called yachts anymore. They're virtually ships. But, you know, it should be, I mean, if you ever want to understand how it all works, all you need to do is read the book Red Notice by Bill Browder. I read it several years ago. Bill Browder and I, text each other from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to understand how the operations inside the Kremlin work,
mm-hmm.
That's all you have to do.
Well, I got one more item I want to get through here before we have to let you go in about a minute. George P. Bush, we all know who he is, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Texas, he said that Texas may have to assert their state sovereignty over the border in order to enforce the rules, the border rules, the immigration rules that the federal government is allowing to go by.
I don't know why it hasn't already happened.
Right, right. And it should have, in my opinion.
Precisely.
So what do we do now, Coach?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Ken Paxton, the Attorney General for the state of Texas, has sued the federal government many times, has got lots of lawsuits in the pipeline. But, you know, he's had some good wins. But when it comes to this kind of thing, some of these judges don't even want to hear the cases. I don't know where they are with this particular one, but I know that there was a lawsuit where Ken Paxton was certainly trying to protect the financial impact and sue the federal government for the financial impact that immigration is having on the state of Texas. And they lost that one. I mean, that's amazing to me. So, that's part of sovereignty.
All right, here comes the music. I'll let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Keep your head dry up there. All right, talk to you soon. Thanks very much. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the great things that she has to offer. And we will be right back with more. Watch out.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
French President Emmanuel Macron is the projected winner in Sunday's presidential runoff, according to the pollster Ipsos. Ukraine's prime minister is accusing invading Russian forces of committing terrible war crimes in Mariupol.
Russians begin to bomb
bombarding this enterprise, these shelters where our soldiers and civilians are saving from their bombs.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Prime Minister Dennis Schmaimal said small children and babies have died of dehydration in the battered port city since the Russians invaded 2 months ago. Lawmakers back off their Easter recess starting Monday. The Biden administration is pushing to secure more COVID-19 funding as they say funding is running out. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is. Monday morning edition of the military and veterans news here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Find out more about them by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm over here in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay over in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Pick a campus, decide which one you want to go visit, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. That gets you to the campus, either campus, because that's the main switchboard. And I would strongly suggest that if you are not sure of where you would want to go, is to take a tour of both other campuses, both the one in Clearwater, Florida, and the other one in Concord, Massachusetts, and take a look and see what they have to offer, because you will be able to talk to not only students, but also instructors, and, of course, the money people that get you the student loans. Now, if you're a veteran, keep in mind, if you have not used your educational benefits and you're coming out of the service, or maybe you've been out a while, but you just haven't used your benefits for education because you weren't sure what you were going to do, and that's understandable, they will tell you exactly how that works and what it'll pay for, and let you know if you've got your full benefits left or partial benefits. Now, whichever the case may be, you'll have an opportunity to supplement the partial with a student loan, a general student loan from a bank or whatever lending institution. So there you go. So not to worry about that, especially people coming out of the military. So check them out online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And then pick the campus you want to go to, or both, if that's what you want to do. The one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. You will not be sorry. Now, we start the Military and Veterans Report with the missing National Guardsman, Texas National Guardsman, and the search, which is continuing, for his body. He's presumed dead now. The soldier who went missing in Maverick County near Eagle Pass has been identified as 22-year-old Bishop E. Evans from Arlington, Texas. Now, in a statement to Fox News, the Texas Military Department confirmed that Texas Rangers determined that two migrants were involved in illicit transnational narcotics trafficking. And for some reason, a girl that may have been a mule, that may have had drugs on her, don't know, was having trouble in the water and went in herself. And he took off his coat and left his radio on the shoreline and went in the water to try to help her, and that was the end of that. Now, Specialist Evans, 22 years of age, was a field artilleryman from Arlington, Texas, assigned to A Battery, 4-133 of the Field Artillery Regiment in New Braunfels, Texas, and joined the Texas Army National Guard in May of 2019. Now, he returned in the fall of 2020 from a mobilization to Operation Spartan Shield in Kuwait. During this mobilization, his dedication, talents, and technical prowess led to his leadership to regularly assign him to operations in Iraq, and he rose to the rank of Specialist Fourth Grade in support of the Special Operations Forces for short periods of time, while then rotating back into Kuwait. Now, Governor Greg Abbott said, "Texas National Guard Specialist Bishop Evans is a hero who risks his life in service to Texas and America. Law enforcement and rescue teams continue a relentless search for him. Join us in prayer for a successful recovery. Updates will be provided when they become available." And what a shame. What a shame. We still don't know the total gist of the story. Hopefully we'll find out sooner rather than later. Now, I had a lot of questions by email yesterday asking me about what this new drone was that the military has and how this is going to help in the Ukraine. So I'm going to repeat this again and get this out there. I'm going to repeat this again and get this out there. So here we go. Phoenix Ghost, the latest of the arms package, one of the devices that's going over there, includes a unique name because it's a never-before-revealed system designed by the U.S. Air Force that that will now get a chance to prove whether or not it's going to work in the battlefields of Ukraine. So what we are, in effect, doing is testing our equipment. And this is a new piece of equipment to test. Now, this is not the first time this has been done. It was done all the time in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it was even done in other battlefields in another era, such as Vietnam. Now, the Phoenix Ghosts are designed by the Avex Aerospace Company, and they're similar to the Switchblade drones. Small and precise weapons packed with explosives that are able to strike targets in a kamikaze fashion. Now, the Phoenix Ghost system will require minimal training for experienced drone operators. Notice the key word there is experienced drone operators. And we'll see whether or not the 100 units they're sending will work side by side with the Switchblades that were also sent to Kiev. Now, the Ukraine forces have been flying drones for a while, so maybe this will be an easy transition for them. We'll see. We'll see, but we don't know for sure. Okay, let me drift over here. Let me see. Good morning. Is this Eric?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's unfortunate I didn't get in earlier. Here's my opinion regarding a few things, obviously. And again, I thank you for the time. The situation regarding the Russian, people call it kettling or cauldroning that's going on in eastern Ukraine. They reportedly seized Ukrainians' second largest ammo supply point, facility, storage unit, however you want to call it. And from what I've read, it is massive in that, I mean, everything from 60-millimeter mines to artillery shells, small arms, handguns, the whole nine yards. And apparently that was being guarded by rudimentary Ukrainian forces, and a lot of the prisoners that were released at the beginning of the first week, 24th, 25th, 26th time frame, February of this year. And they had no training to do that. So some are speculating that Ukraine's allowing this stuff to go into the countryside in an effort for, an insurgency, a counterinsurgency.
I'm sure it is.
You follow. I mean, you follow the logic. Let's just look at armed conflict and warfare, particularly over the past 20-plus years. It's fourth generation all the way. That's just the way it's been.
Yep.
But now you couple that with cyber influence and tactics. People are talking about fifth-generation warfare. So that being said, I feel that the Eastern Europe, and particularly Eastern European NATO countries, are sending in their old armaments. They want the United States to backstop all that. So we've heard that. They want it to backstop all that. So my argument is that, Ukraine is already a member of NATO. They just haven't made it official.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved.
I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends over at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a far more rigid body, as well as a double wishbone suspension and a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at MossAcura.com. That's MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They're only 30 minutes north of St. Pete, and they're 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. MossAcura.com. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Is it a little chilly up there, or did it warm up?
It's the same. It's going to be in the high 50s. We've got to run that area right now. But we had a beautiful day yesterday. It was a big party at my house, Greek Easter here, Orthodox Easter. We had a bunch of people over, and we had a nice time. But, it's that time of year. We're kind of waiting for that spring breakout.
Yeah. And the lacrosse season, right?
Well, lacrosse season's that's on. Well, yeah, I'll freeze my buttocks off watching the kids play, but it doesn't make any difference.
All right, well, there's something interesting going on in Saudi Arabia, which we thought we wouldn't see, but the Saudi royalty is now selling off their lavish assets amidst the Sultan's tightening of doing business and not showing that this money that they make from the sale of oil is doing such tremendous things for their personal vouchers.
Yeah, in essence, he's cutting back on everyone's allowance. That's if you want to look at it that way. It's fascinating. It's a completely different dynamic, and we don't really ever really talk about how it works. Funny thing is, you see it up close and personal. If you go to other places around the globe, London in particular, where there's so many of the royals that are there, and the type of money that they have, it's like a different kind of money. It's so much of it. The life that they live. I mean, in London compared to like New York, it's just New York. A lot of rich people in the city. In London, you know, they will they'll parallel park $2 million Bugattis on the street. I mean, it's crazy. It's like you wouldn't even think of that happening. Yeah, that's the type of money they have when you're pulling it out of the ground like they do. And they're cutting back on their allowance, so they're starting to get, you know, a little bit worried about the various different expenses they have, because they got to pay for staff, they got to pay for parking for airplanes and all of this stuff. They're starting to sell stuff off.
Speaking of pulling things out of the ground, China is promoting coal-fired power as the ruling communist power is trying to revive their sluggish economy by turning back to coal.
Well, they haven't turned back to, I wouldn't say turned back to coal. I mean, they constantly are opening up coal fired plants over there. It's a regular basis. It's nothing new. You know, it's just kind of like the dynamic that we have right now here. It's the idea that with the climate change and cutting back on coal fire, I mean, no, other places in the world, they're going to continue to make them. This is why we have to continue to drive towards natural gas, which is obviously a hell of a lot cleaner. But then you also have people that are pushing back against that, too. I mean, you had John Kerry this past weekend basically come out and say that, hey, unless you're able to capture all of your emissions within 10 years, forget about natural gas. And basically, it's like shooting ourselves in the foot. It really is. I mean, this fool comes out and says things like this. Who's going to want to invest if these are the type of restraints and criteria they're putting on that type of an industry? It's stupid.
Well, nobody ever said Kerry was smart, but anyway, that's what's going on there. Now, how about Japan? Japan is aiming for a 20% share of the global battery market by 2030. Now, what they're planning on doing is boosting the global output capacity at the Japanese companies nearly tenfold to 600 gigawatt hours, which the industry ministry said would take place as soon as they were able to do that.
Well, that's nice and all. I mean, I don't have any problem with that. The issue is you've got to find the materials that go into all of these batteries, and we just that's got to be priority number one, which involves a hell of a lot more mining around the globe. There's just not enough of the materials that go into batteries that can actually make that possible.
Now, we're hearing that the stakes are very high as the mega cap companies highlighted a big earnings week. What's that all about?
Well, it's about earnings for a lot of the big companies are coming out this week, and obviously it's going to weigh on the markets to some degree. You know, Friday we had a major sell-off in the markets. I think a lot of it's obviously having to do with what's happening with the Fed and rates rising, and it's all okay. A lot of people getting freaked out over the market action, and especially with the way it's been over the course of this year. You have to stick with what you're in fundamentally sound companies, and you'll be fine in the long run. Do I think that it's going to be a rocky road moving forward? Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we heard that Twitter is still trying to be acquired by Elon Musk to the tune of now some $46.5 billion, and apparently he has secured an investor to help him make that happen, but we don't know whether that's going to happen or not. We do know the federal government is asking Twitter to keep records, accurate records of the proposed sale and what goes on?
You have to line up some financing. Some people are going to go along with him in the bid. I mean, Twitter's an interesting asset to have. That the stock in of itself has underperformed over a long period of time, and they haven't really found a way to truly monetize the actual product that they have there. And Elon Musk has some ideas in regards to going how about doing that. And I'm all for it. I mean, I think that the crackdowns that they're having in regards to free speech on social media platforms opens up an opportunity. There's been some other alternatives that just haven't, gone over that well. I think that if he could, take over this and kind of turn it around, I think it'd be actually a good thing.
Now, Twitter also has pledged to remove the ads skeptical of climate change.
What? I don't know, ads, moving ads skeptical. I mean, I like I said, I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter. I don't know
what they're talking about.
I don't know what exactly they're talking about when it comes to removing stuff. I thought that, Musk wants to move towards, more of a free speech type of an environment where you're not censoring type of information that's out there. You know, it's the great thing about free speech. I mean, you and I are in the free speech business, is that you allow people to say what they want. And again, whether it be right or wrong, it's okay. You get to know what people's thoughts are. And the thing I like that he wants to do with Twitter is he wants to get rid of all of the bots that are there and all the fake, members, if you will, that help push opinion in a certain direction and verify users. And I think that's a great step.
Now, Ukraine has warned about using Chinese drones because they may be compromised. Well, I would have thought they would have checked on that a long time ago, but I guess not.
I guess the information is also being shared on some sort of server in China. They could probably sell that information elsewhere. Who knows? I mean, I didn't even know that China was selling the Ukrainians drones. So, it's all news to me.
Yeah, they are. And some of the assets that came in from outside the country were from China by way of the European Union. Now, the Disney DeSantis dust-up has left the left outraged, absolutely outraged, that the tactics that they use under the Cloward Pivot strategy were actually used against them. And to that I say, too bad, so sad.
Disney will be fine in the long run, but I like what Florida's doing and standing up, and there needs to be some pushback against some of the companies. Definitely taking it on.
Alright, my friend, I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
You got to have a good one.
Alright, Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, and I will be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.